Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good evening, everybody, and happy Thursday night. Thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every time we come on these airwaves to introduce your granddaddy to the world out there. It truly is great to have a grandson who can call his granddaddy his best friend, and just so happy that you support what I do and me in turn being able to support the things that you do. Hey, I just want to thank the 41,000-plus listeners who have tuned into a show here on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio, truly making this listener-supported radio. Obviously, people must get something out of that, something of value from this show, or we wouldn't have that many people that come on and listen. So I'm not going to toot my horn, but we're just really thankful that we're offering something of value. And every Thursday night, we do the Thursday Night Home-Based Business Tax Call. Now, what is the Thursday Night Home-Based Business Tax Call? What we're going to do is we're going to go over some things that can help you be able to save on your taxes. Home-Based Business Tax Help. That is the number one service that we provide through this show format and through our website, www.thetaxhelper.weebly.com. That is the number one service that we provide. And so, you know, we're happy again to be these airways tonight, and we hope that we do not have any Wi-Fi issues tonight, that we can be able to go through a smooth show without any kind of technical difficulties and be able to get through the entire format of the show without having to keep having to reset the Wi-Fi. You know, sometimes those things happen. But we're hoping that that does not impede us tonight. Okie dokie, so let's get started. What is home-based business tax laws and tax savings? Well, let me put it to you like this. The United States Congress has passed laws that encourage people to go into business for themselves. Yes, you heard me right. The United States Congress has passed laws to encourage people to go in business for themselves. But most people in this country are unaware of that. And the reason that they created those laws for people to go into business for themselves is because if people can save on their taxes, families, the average person, by not having a home-based business, overpays on their taxes about $9,000 to $11,000 a year. Yes, you heard me correctly. About $9,000 to $11,000 a year more that the average working American could have in their pocket by having a home-based business when properly structured, taking advantage of the laws that Congress created to encourage people to have a home-based business. Now, what are the things that people need to do? Let's go over some basic fundamental stuff here before I go into deductions and how you save and all of that. There's three things that you need to be aware of. First of all, is that you must show intent to make a profit. They didn't say you had to make a profit. You have to show intent to make a profit. How do you show intent to make a profit? You have to have an actual product or service that you provide and that you have some type of marketing system, business plan, or something that you have in place pursuing that is designed for you to make a profit. Also, you must put in time. And this is very, very important, especially for those people out there who have a home-based business that's involved in network marketing. You know, network marketing is a great opportunity. But it's not a lottery system where you just sign up in a network marketing company, give them your money, and presto, ipso facto, you're going to have a bunch of money. You must work your business. So intend to make a profit and work your business. Now, the IRS is pretty lenient. They say as long as you work 4 to 5 hours a week in your business, that they will consider that you are showing intent and that you're properly putting in hours to work your business. I encourage people to put in at least 10 hours a week in their business. And I'm saying to meet the IRS standards, 4 to 5 hours a week and intend to make a profit. And when you do that, then any of the profit deductions that's documented that I'm going to go over tonight, then you can use those to lower your tax liability and increase the amount of money that you can get back if you're leveraging your home-based business against any form of taxable income. And this is key because sometimes people ask me, well, you know, I got a home-based business. You said I could get an extra $3,000 to $5,000 back on my taxes. I said, but you didn't work nowhere. You don't have nothing you're leveraging against. There's no taxes that was taken out of anything. And so there is nothing to come back. And people get confused. It's not like because you have a home-based business, the government's going to go find some money to give you. What it's basically saying, if you have a home-based business and you're still working a W-2 job, or if you have retirement income that taxes are taken out of, you can reduce the tax liability of that income and get more of the money that the government takes out of that W-2 job or that retirement income, and you can have more of that money come back to you. But it's very, very important, as I said, that you document and that you put in the time and effort and that you show intent to make a profit. Okay, I'm going to go over that a little bit more later on the call, but let's go over some of the type things that you can have for deductions. Well, first of all, the key is that because your home-based business is operated out of your home, that's what we're talking about, home-based business, that means that now a percentage of your mortgage or your rent becomes tax deductible. And when I say a percentage, let me explain to you what I mean by a percentage. Let's say you use 50% of your house for business purposes, and that can very easily be done depending on the type of business that you're in. I'm just going to use the business that I'm in. I'm in Surge 365, proud of it. We'll share some about that, too, later on this call. But part of what that means is that I have an office space set up and I have a home presentation room set up for doing what we call Surge Vacation Parties or Surge Vacation Lifestyle Parties, in which we have people over for a vacation party and have serve light refreshments and have people look at our business opportunity and see how our travel membership works, where they can save on their travel. Or if you, some clients I have that are like in Mary Kay, they have facial and makeup parties. So they have people who have one client. She has an entire section of her house set up exclusively for her makeup parties when people come. So she has people come. She can take pictures for IRS documentation purposes, showing that she did actually have people in her house for her makeup parties. If you're doing vacation parties, you want to have pictures and documentation showing you actually did have people in your house, pictures of them eating some light refreshments, looking at a presentation that you actually did have people in your house. And that shows intent to make a profit. You had someone that was looking at the product or the service. It didn't say they had to buy it in order for you to write off these deductions. It just said that you had to show intent to make a profit. If you're having a vacation party, or again, let's say the example of a Mary Kay person doing facial makeup parties, you can prove the intent because you got pictures of people being there. Okay, other thing that you want to do with that, now and them being there, you should always have a guest book for your people to sign in so that you can have documentation, the date, the time that they came, and that they were actually there. The guest book, so that's very, very important. This documentation thing is important because, you know, there are IRS agents who do not like to see people take advantage of these tax deductions, even though Congress created the laws and passed them so that, that people can take advantage of them and get more of their money back. They want you to also prove that you actually did not abuse, you're not abusing the system, and that you are actually following the rules. So once you write off a portion of, like I say, your house and your mortgage, your, which is your rent or your mortgage, and you also, your real estate taxes, you know, you can write that off. Also, your utility bills, because you got to have electricity on to run the computer, the internet, and all those different things that you do in your house. So now, see, this can become a huge deduction. When you add the utility bills, the 1098 mortgage interest statement, your property tax, or your real estate tax, that can become a huge deduction, lowering your taxable income. And the thing that I like about it, if anybody knows anything about taxes, you have a Schedule A in which you itemize some of those items anyway, your real estate taxes and your mortgage interest. But by having a home-based business, you get to write them off twice. You get to write it off for your business. It goes on Form 8829, Business Use of Home. And, you know, I was rattling off a lot of information. And if you got questions or things that you need to know more about, you can always go directly here to our website at blogtalkradio.com/homebasedbusiness101. Leave a comment and your email address, and or you can go to our tax website, www.thetaxclper.weebly.com. Fill out the contact box, the contact us box, put in your information and your question, and we will get back to you in a timely manner, a timely fashion. I used to say as soon as possible, but some people think that means instant. It does not mean instant. It means, you know, we'll get back to you in a timely fashion and get your question answered. So, okay, with this home expense, this is huge, huge, huge. Also, when you remodel your home because your house is your place of business, you get to write that off also. So let's say you put in, you know, your wife decides she wants new drapes in the living room. Well, the new drapes are not only beautifying the home, it's also beautifying the office. And depending on the percentage of the house that you use, you can write that percentage of the drapes also. Say you spent $200 on new drapes and you use 50% of your house for business, that means those drapes became a $100 tax deduction. Yes. Yes, $100 tax deduction. Also, the maintenance and upkeep of your home. So say you have someone that takes care of your lawn, you have lawn service, takes care of your lawn and your hedges and all of that, or if you do it yourself, you keep track of the money that you spend taking care of, the money that you pay for somebody to take care of that, and a portion of that can be tax deductible too. Again, if you're using 50% of your home for business purposes and you spend $500 a year on, you know, taking care of your lawn and the exterior part of your home, then $250 of that would become tax deductible. Huge, huge, huge. So, you know, so there's a lot of items concerning the home that can become tax deductible. I had a client, they had to put a new air conditioning unit in their home. And because they use 30% of their home for business purposes, and that new air conditioning unit cost them $2,000, or 30% of $2,000, that is $600. That new air conditioning unit helped them get a $600 tax credit or tax because it was an energy-efficient unit. They also got another credit for that, adding that air conditioning unit to the home. And they had to get it anyway, right? The air conditioning unit went up, and I mean like today, I mean it was blistering here in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, like 97 degrees, heat index like about 103. So, you know, you definitely need that AC. So, I mean, it was something they were going to have to get anyway. But because they have a home-based business, they get a tax credit too. I mean, they was really, really happy when they learned that. They didn't know that because they thought the person they had helping them with their taxes in the past was doing such a fine job, but when I showed them the person left off the home business expenses, which took their normal return from a $4,000 return to a $6,800 return, they was like, man, how you do that? What kind of magic is that? I said, it's not magic. I say the person basically did not do your home-based business deductions. They took care of your other business deductions, such as, you know, the person, they have a catering business, and the people took care of their deductions as far as them buying supplies and storing stuff at their house and stuff like that, but they did not write off the home as part of their tax deduction because they don't have a restaurant. They operate out of their home. So this is very, very huge. The house is a big, big item. The next big ticket item for your home-based business deductions is your automobile, your car. That is a huge item also, because when you use your car to get around, to promote your business, that's your transportation cost. And a lot of times people don't understand how that works. Well, let's say, okay, do some examples here. Let's say you're in network marketing, and you use your automobile to get to and from your W-2 job. I can show you how to turn those commuter miles into business miles. You say, how do you turn the commuter miles into business miles? I mean, because in most cases, they try to tell you you can't. Well, how you do that is this. Your place of business is your home. So when you get up in the morning, and this works for network marketers, if you get up in the morning and you leave your house to go to your W-2 job, then what you want to do is before going to work, you stop at a Starbucks or McDonald's or Bojangles or Wendy's or 7-Eleven. And I don't get paid no advertising money for mentioning different places. I'm just using them as an example. You stop at one of these places, maybe get your latte, a cup of coffee, pick up a newspaper. And while you're there, you pass out some flyers and some business cards about your business or letting people know about an event that you got coming up. Now when you leave from there and drive to your job, all of that mile is called business-to-business miles. You're driving from a business activity to your job, and then you do the same thing when you get off work, stop somewhere before coming home, process you did in the morning, and now you turn those commuter miles into business-to-business miles. Example, I have a client, they have to drive back and forth from Rocky Mount to Raleigh-Durham every day. That round trip, that is 100 miles a day. So that's 500 miles a week, 2,000 miles a month, 24,000 miles a year. And with the home-based business deduction, they can get 58 cents per mile tax credit. Now, 58 cents per mile, that means for every 1,000 miles, that's $580. So 580 times 24,000, you can begin to, you know, I can't rattle that number off in my head, but you can begin to see the picture, the big picture in terms of being able to know how to properly do that. But you must make sure that you have a business activity each morning and on your way home in order to properly do that. That's important. If you don't properly do that, then you cannot take the deduction. And believe me, if the IRS audits you, they're going to want you to explain that you need to show the activity in your mileage log. And the activity, you basically, you list what we call the who, what, where, and why. You know, who did you talk to, where was you at, and why. You was prospecting for your business. And the IRS also understands the law of numbers. They know you're not going to talk, but you're not going to get no names and numbers. So you want to get, when you pass out flyers or business cards, you don't just give them to people. This is, you know, something we had to teach some people in our business. Some people think, well, I just give them my business card. They'll get in touch with you. And the odds are, in most cases, people know they will not get in touch with you. So you give out the business card, and then you get their name and number. And people might say, well, how do you get them to give you your name and number? You just simply say, hey, look, you know, I'm with a company. We're expanding in the area, and, you know, we're looking for some people that want to earn an extra $500 to $1,000 a month. You ask them, do you know anything like that? You don't ask them, are they interested? Do they know anybody like that? And they'll usually say, yeah, me, or I have a cousin or somebody or such and such. He said, well, look, Here's my card with my name and number. Let me get your name and number, and I get back to you in the next 24 to 48 hours, and maybe you might know someone that might be interested that I can talk to. And that's how you get their name and their number. And you keep those, and you put them into a prospect book so that if you ever get audited by the IRS, that you can prove that you actually have a prospectivity that you do every morning, and that's how you cover, as they used to say, you know, on a job, CYA. Y'all know what that means. You know, how you cover, you know, I'll use so to keep it clean on the call, how you cover your donkey. Y'all know what a donkey is. So you want to make sure you cover that. And that's how you cover it, by making sure you fill that appointment book, those prospect book up with names and numbers. Not fictitious people, but real people. And then in that book, you're also going to have space where you've been and called them, and you will have a call log showing that you call, you know, that person on such and such a day, and you followed up, and then you create a page of call, contact, what was discussed, what your follow-up is, and when the next time you're supposed to call them. My wife is very good at that. She has all of these different books with people's names in them and when she called them and what's supposed to happen next or what they was invited out to, and maybe where she met them at or who that got that information for or from. And so this is a way that you cover that far as your mileage piece. The home, and we talked about the car, you know, very, very big ticket items. Got a few more minutes left here before I want to shift and go into a couple other things. So let me cover a couple other deductions here. And like I said, and if you want to know about all the deductions, you just go to our tax website, www.thetaxhelper.wibley.com. And you go through that tax page. We have a lot of information on it that tells you about the different deductions that you can take advantage of. Also, we have some videos on there with Mr. Sandy Bakken and Mr. Ron Mueller, two very highly recommended home-based business guru tax professionals that really share a whole lot with you concerning the different write-offs and deductions that you can get. And Mr. Bakken, he used to be an IRS attorney, so he knows the rules inside and out, and it's very helpful. He has a book called How to Lower Your Taxes Big Time, and every year he puts out a new edition. Every year I get that new edition to read, so I keep myself abreast of all of the different things that you can deduct. Okay, like I said, we mentioned the car, we mentioned the house. Some of the other things is your advertisement costs, flyers, business cards. If you put out a commercial on a radio show, or you buy a billboard, or any type of advertising expense you have, or you get those magnets to put on your car, you get your car detailed. That is a business deduction and a business expense you can properly deduct and write off. Now here's one that you know that's really, really good, man. Especially, you know, for where I live right here in this rural city of Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, and even some urban places. If you have a dog, your dog becomes a backup home security system because your dog barks when people come past your house. So that means your dog, your vet bill, all expenses related to your dog becomes a tax deduction. It's huge. All expenses related to your dog become a tax deduction. Is a backup home security system. Okay, there's some other items I want to go over because my time is just winding down here. Your internet costs, your cable, your cell phone bill. You need these items in order to properly run a business nowadays with all of the technology and stuff that's going on. And so they become tax deductions also. And remember, the goal is to lower your taxable income lowered to zero. And I've seen cases where it's been able to be done, where you have proper deductions and people can show intent and they've actually put in the time and have done the work, then, you know, we can do that. And if you get it down to zero, then that means all of the money that they took out, you get every penny back. every penny. I've had a couple of people that have gotten all of their money back. Had a client get $26,000 back on their federal return, $9,000 back on their state return. They have a job for which they earned over $100,000 a year, but we got the taxable income lowered down to like $20-some thousand a year once we took off all of their legally, morally, and ethically proper tax deductions. So this is very, very huge, very, very important. You want to know how to do that. Okay. So also, if you have any bad debt, somebody owes you money, you can deduct debt from your taxes. Another thing is employing your children or employing your spouse. You know, having a home-based business, you can have your children help you work the business, and you can deduct as much as the $570 a month per child for having them gainfully employed in your home-based business. What you do, you must set up an account in the child's name and actually pay them, have them sign a check and put it in their bank account. And then you can take that same money out, use to buy their school clothes and things you was going to spend money on anyway. So it's a way of the legitimately recycled dollars. But you must actually write a check out to them and pay them, and you must show if you was to legitimately claim that deduction, such as them check, maybe, you know, checking your emails or doing an email blast for you, or taking care of the lawn, making sure the house is clean for when you're having your home parties. You must have a specific work activity that you can show that you paid them to do, and also a reasonable wage, not something outlandish. You can't say you paid them $100 to put the trash out. You know, it's got to be reasonable and make sense. But it can total up to like about $570 a month. And this can be, you know, huge. When you do that and do it properly and do it right. So you want to look at that as a deduction also. And again, if you go to our tax website, fill out the contact information, www.thetaxhelper.weebly.com, then you can fill out the contact us section with your questions and how you can take advantage of these deductions, and we'll send you a brochure or a pamphlet that explains a lot of the tax deductions. We have a newspaper that we send out called the Tax Times, which really breaks it down and gives you two examples. We got it also on our tax webpage, which shows a family with a home-based business and a family without a home-based business and the difference in their taxes. So these are some huge, huge items that you really need to look at. And again, as I opened up, Congress encourages people to have a home-based business. Why? Because they know that the average person is losing $3,000 to $5,000 a year by not having a home-based business, and are overpaying their taxes about $9,000 to $11,000 a year by not having a home-based business. So they're encouraging you to get one. Are you going to get one? That's up to you. For those of you that's listening out there that do not have a home-based business, how long are you going to keep overpaying your taxes while you work your job? Some people say, well, I don't have time to run a home base. The minimum requirement by the IRS is 4 to 5 hours a week. You don't have an extra 4 to 5 hours a week to legitimately work your business, document it, and keep you from paying $9,000 to $11,000 more on your taxes and keep you from getting an extra $3,000 to $5,000 back. Just think of it this way. By working 4 to 5 hours a week, it's going to pay you $3,000 to $5,000 a year. That's a very small requirement. 5 hours a week is 20 hours a month and 20 hours a year. That's how many hours that you will be able to. I was trying to make sure my phone don't cut off on me. It's in battery low, and I wanted to make sure it was charged, plugged up, or the thing came loose. Hold on 1 second here. Oh, All right. I got juice again. Got power in the phone so the phone don't die on me. Every week is always something, but, you know, we get through these things and getting better and better at this. So those are, you know, the items for tax deductions. And it's important that you look at these as having a home-based business, because we're moving fastly and swiftly to a two-class society. And when we say a two-class society, what are we talking about? We're talking about where it's going to be a time in this country where there will be no more middle class, where there will be no more middle class. That's where we're headed. Are you prepared for that? You're going to need to be able to have, by the year 2020, you're going to need to be able to be in a position where you got at least $30,000 a month coming in, or you'll find yourself working two or three meaningful small jobs with small income. Pay close attention to where I'm about to play next. Just making sure my Wi-Fi internet connection is up so I can bring up this next piece I want to bring up as we wrap up for the night. Because this is a piece I'm going to play by Mr. Mark Yonell. He put it out in 2007 called 15 Years Left. And that's what he predicted to be at about 15 years from 2007 before there would be no more middle class in America. Because we're the last country with a standing middle class. So listen to this, and then afterwards I'm going to share with you a website where you can go to for business opportunities.
If I could buy you a dream.
Hello, I'm Mark Yarnell, and I have good news and bad news. The good news is, if you're listening to this information in 2007, you have around 15 years left. The bad news is most people will wait too long to take action. Those of us who found all this stuff out a couple of decades ago and took action are set. We got our big pile of money. But in a society where 95% of all people do not read one book a year, like America, the fact that this situation has been predicted and extensively written about means nothing, except to those of us who read legitimate nonfiction on a regular basis. You aren't going to learn this stuff, folks, on CNN or American Idol, Survivor, or Dog the Bounty Hunter. The person who sent you this information has joined an initiative that can literally turn your financial world upside down positively if you'll just call them back after you hear this message. You know what? For the last 22 years, I've not spent one day doing anything that I didn't enjoy. I haven't spent 1 hour in traffic, never had a boss, worked a job, owned health insurance, been in debt or worried about capital, never worried about cash. I've never been sued, never been fired, never been hired, never been bankrupt, never had a repo, never failed to pay off my credit cards each month, and never paid a penny of interest to one credit card company. That is, since I learned the secret of principal-less interest. Now, I've got no degree, and I never inherited a penny, but I read several books a month, so I knew what was coming, and I understood the secret of principal-less interest, and so does the person who invites you to listen to me, to this little message. Once you understand the concept of principal-less interest tied to a proprietary funding vehicle, everything changes. Sounds complicated? It isn't. Everything you touch turns to gold when you understand this initiative. No more gambling in the stock market where, as you know, an Enron can go from the cover of Forbes magazine to bankruptcy in 3 months, and by the way, take your retirement dollars with them. No more getting soaked in volatile markets like real estate, which, as we all know, is manipulated by lenders and interest rates. No more silly low-interest savings accounts, day trading, pyramid schemes. But listen to me, everything you touch will turn to gold if you just pay attention. Principal-less interest changes everything. Heck, I never even graduated from college. I never took one class in creative writing or journalism, but once I learned the secret of principal-less interest, I wrote a Random House bestseller that's still being sold worldwide in a dozen languages 10 years after I wrote it. Now, Is our initiative just hype or spin? Well, Bill O'Reilly didn't seem to think so when I was flown to New York to appear in his famous no-spin zone on the O'Reilly Factor. He sure was pleasant. He's one of the most conservative journalists in the world, and my ideas made sense to him. He couldn't argue with my ideas because they're factual. And believe me, as you probably already know, O'Reilly is a master at uncovering BS. I offered none. I told him the truth. Folks, listen carefully. If you have a way to accumulate and save $10 million over the next 15 years at current money market rates, you can earn $25,000 a month in interest. That is, if your broker doesn't, you know, lose it in something like Enron or WorldCom. But let's be frank. Where are you going to get $10 million? But what if I told you that you could cash flow $25,000 a month in 1 year instead of 15 without one penny of investment capital? Now, I know it sounds nuts. Hey, I'm from Missouri. I'm from the Show Me State. I'm pushing 60, and I'm as stubborn as an old Missouri mule. If something sounds too good to be true, I'm not buying it, and I want you to be skeptical, too, just like I was. But I don't want you to be ignorant, and that is I don't want you to ignore this vehicle because you don't have the flexibility I had. When I learned about principal's interest, the experts predicted that we had 50 years left in the United States before the middle class disappeared. Today, the best minds from business, science, technology, and education, believe me, I read all their books, they're all saying the same thing. There's an economic tsunami right offshore, and in 15 years, it's over for anyone who isn't in the wealthy class. That's all about all of North America, not just the United States, Canada too, and Mexico. I talked to a noted Harvard PhD in business who's a best-selling author this week, and I asked him what in the heck, in his opinion, Americans could do to reverse the financial and cultural spiral we're in. And you know what he said? This is almost verbatim. He said, it's hopeless. The young people I teach, Yarnell, and our MBA program are completely demoralized, and they're immobilized by huge debts from student loans. And the wealthy adults, the doctors and the attorneys and the accountants and the business owners who live in my upscale suburb are convinced that America's middle class is finished. They're throwing up their hands. They're listing their homes. They're taking early retirement. He said, Yarnell, we've been friends a long time, and I want you to understand something. We live in a cultural death valley of Burger King, cell phones, Prozac, violence, fundamentalism, and moral flexibility. Just shut up, enjoy your own big pile of money, and run out the clock. You're old enough to do that. Now, that sounds pretty bleak coming from a very noted Harvard PhD. Look, I realize we're headed for two classes, the ultra-rich and the ultra-poor, and I realize that the middle class is going away forever. But here's what's up. Anyone who learns the secret of principal-less interest gets to join the ultra-rich. Ignore these facts, and you'll be just like our good friends in Detroit. Hey, 10 years ago, in the hub of the U.S. auto industry, 1.2 million Detroit folks had work, pensions, and health insurance. And today, 10 years later, 1.2 million of our good friends in Detroit are on food stamps. But hey, guess what? The presidents of GM and Ford earned over $25 million apiece last year. What's up with that? And by the way, the children in Detroit seem to be the ones suffering the most. Last night on CNN, Lou Dobbs acted shell-shocked to have to report that 75% of all high school-age children in Detroit flunked out of high school last year. 75%! 25% of the Detroit kids graduated high school. If you don't think changes are on the way, imagine America 15 years from today, in which over half of all the people are turning 30 and are high school dropouts. What happens when 20 million adults turn 30 without a job and 20 million other adult boomers turn 70 without health insurance? And while I'm on the subject, permit me one other simple observation that can't be refuted. You can watch The Secret and affirm the law of attraction until the cotton-picking cows come home, but the odds of you ever winning a lottery ticket or the possibility of diplomas and health insurance metaphysically floating into 40 million American households just in time are zippo, nil. God made the birds and the worms, but he didn't go around dumping them in their nests. Folks, let's wake up. Just in case you've forgotten, the last time the New Age flakes toured America on their little magical mystery tour spouting delusions like the law of attraction, we wasted years affirming our hallucinations of unexpected income. And then the New Age flakes went home with a fleet of Rolls Royces. Listen, if you're going to read the book Blink, please also read the book Think. I realize that it's very easy to stare reality right in the eye and then deny it. But I suggest you take action, and I suggest you really research what I'm telling you. Check it out for yourself. Call the person back who gave you this information. For nearly two decades, I've traveled the world paragliding, trout fishing, and snow skiing. From Geneva, Switzerland, to Sao Paulo, Brazil, from Queenstown, New Zealand, to Lviv, Ukraine, I've spent quality time with quality people doing quality things. And that's not bad for an old Missouri country boy dropout. And the reason I want you to know about my lifestyle is not because of pride or arrogance. What I want you to understand is that if my life works because of principle of centrist, so can yours. If I can do it, please believe me, this isn't false humility. If I can do it, anybody can. But it's about effort, not magic. Hey, I'm Mark Yarnell. I really appreciate you giving me a few minutes of your time. And remember, you may have 15 years left, but when a tsunami is coming, you best head for high ground immediately. According to the most authoritative thinkers and authors in America, in 15 years, the middle class will be completely gone from North America. It's already left 25 major U.S. cities. There will be an ultra-rich class and an ultra-poor class. The gap has widened logarithmically, and only those with an ability to safely accumulate $10 million or create principal less interest of $300,000 a year or more will live comfortably. Everybody else will live in poverty and be forced to work several menial jobs. If you know how to save $10 million in the next 15 years, do it. If you don't, call us.
If I could buy you a dream.
That was Mr. Mark Yarnell, and he basically is saying he did that in 2007. That was 8 years ago, which means, according to his prediction and these other people, got like 7 years left, which would be the year 2022. And if you want to know how you can make the kind of money he was talking about, there's a new opportunity out here that's been less than 90 days old, and they have a plan. They call it a plan to earn 30 grand. And that's 30 grand you can earn within a month, 60 days, 90 days. And you can do that through Serve 365 with its unique marketing system where you earn $10,000 bonuses. And they even have $1 million bonuses, but they have a plan for how you can earn 30 grand. If you want to see what that plan looks like, go to www.surge365.com/MU group. That is my website, me and my wife's website. You go there and you can find out about what we market for as a VIP exclusive travel membership. And they have a piece on there that shows you the plan to earn 30 grand. Because we need to position ourselves, as he said, when a tsunami is coming, you take high ground. Information has been very informative, and hope it has helped you with opening your eyes to seeing some things that are going on. And we want to thank people for tuning in. Once again tonight, we do this call. We do this show every Thursday night. So, you know, Thursday nights, send it out to your friends so that, hey, if you care about them, you want them to know what's going on, share the information with them so that they can get on this show and listen to this information. And remember, the call-in number is 323-843-6036 for those that's listening over the Internet. And share this with your friends so that they can hear about how to save on their taxes and how to position themselves to earn the kind of money where they can be able to use the concept he talked about, principalist interest, for a funding vehicle that can help you have residual income so that you can live like the wealthy. Until next time, this has been Baba Jahi. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in. Good night.